are you that your team didn't establish their game in this building? Right?
Yeah, it is. It's really disappointing. Coming off a game that I thought we, and really of late, I thought we've played well, more consistent. It is very disappointing how we played this game, not just the start, but how we played it.
Did you have to say something in the intermission to awaken the group, or was it the changes of the lines, or what? You started to push
the stuff. The stuff in the locker room will stay there, but obviously I switched the lines around. I thought it helped a little bit, but again, we. To me, it was a little bit of lack of respect for the opponent, and I don't understand how we can disrespect opponent when we're looking up at all 29 teams. So it's another lesson that we're going to have to learn as we keep on plugging away here, trying to get ourselves well. But this one, I didn't expect this one. I thought we were beginning to find our way as far as our mental preparation, but. As a group, right on through the lineup, it was disrespectful to our opponent.
John, how much have you been able to work on shootouts, even in practice, considering that there's an effort to diminish them this year, and I know there are other things you've wanted to work on?
Yeah, we haven't that much. There's so many other things that we've been working on. So we haven't. I guess we're going to start, judging by a couple of them, but how we get there, in this situation, as far as the beginning of this game, that's the most disturbing part.
Coach, what did you see out of the power play tonight? Because I know 4 minutes of power play time in that third period, you guys had a shot at that.
Yeah, it wasn't good. We need some players to make some plays. I don't even think there were many really solid scoring chances. We were way too deliberate. For the first 2 or 3 weeks, at least when I was here, when I started, the power play moved the puck and they converged, they took shots. We're slowing it down. We're trying to make one play instead of letting the puck work. And it costs us. I think we do a great job killing the penalty in the 3-on-3. But that game should be over when we have those opportunities. We have the players that can make plays. But we certainly didn't tonight.
Hartnell was a healthy scratch?
Healthy scratch.
Is that purely based on the penalty at the end of Montreal?
No,
or is it bigger than that?
No, it's an accumulation of his play and of his lack of discipline. But it's certainly, that's a really tough penalty to take in Montreal. But it's not a reaction just to that. His game has struggled a little bit. He was my best player when I first came here. He was the most effective forward we had. And sometimes young, old, or in between, it's you need to sit and watch and self-evaluate. He needs to be a very important part of this team. I think he will be. But as where his game was going in a number of different situations, I decided to make that decision and take him out.
Does he go back in tomorrow against Philadelphia?
I haven't even thought about the lineup tomorrow.
The penalty kill is kind of read and react. On the other end, it's maybe thinking and assessing what you're seeing, or maybe reading a play. Are they overthinking it on the offensive end, do you think?
You'll have to ask them. A power play is taking what they give you as far as penalty kill. And we do tape. The only tape we do of the opponent is the penalty killing and power play of that opponent. So they have an idea what to expect, that how they're going to defend you when you're on the power play. But in this game, it's such an instinctive game, and that's why you have your best players out there, is because they have those offensive instincts. Right now, our offensive instincts are nil. Just not seeing it. We have a couple of Jack has a chance in the slot there, fans on it. Joey's slowing it down, trying to make a perfect play instead of letting the puck move. What is going wrong with it is everything is going wrong with it. And it's a matter of, I think it's always a little microcosm of what your offensive guys are right now is on that power play. And that's where we are offensively. We are struggling offensively. So hopefully we can try to help them. There is no sense of berating them. We got to try to find a way to get some confidence in them and make something good happen for them so they can grow. Thank you.